Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grinder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grinder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grinder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be. This is Marty Grinder from the Grow Group and Grinder Landscaping Company, bringing you another impactful episode of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. This week, we're going to talk about our individual superpowers, how you find them, how you exploit them, how you leverage them to success. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since a great leadership team. Grinder Landscaping Company has grown tremendously in the last 4 years, folks. It's been well documented here on The Grow Show and in all the other content we put out. And in the process, we've had to make some changes in our leadership team. And we've had some people say they don't want to work with us any longer. I get it. It's going to happen. I've come to expect that. And I can deal with it, folks. It's life. It's business. But I do have to say, right now, we have a leadership team that is really clicking on all eight cylinders, and it's showing in all aspects of the business as the improvements we've made. Some of the improvements are changes. Some of them are just catching up with our growth and finding new and better ways to do things. And some of it has been getting poor or mediocre performers off the bus. Our leadership team is unified in our vision and our voice, and we are really having fun, and there's a lot to be excited about going forward, that's for sure. So a big old shout out to Seth, Vince, Brian, Dawn, and Rachel, and Bill. You men and women rock. I'm grateful for all of you and your commitment to do whatever it takes to be successful. I hope all of you watching and listening to The Grow Show here have a great leadership team or are working on getting one. It matters. And you can never sit still or settle, folks. Success is a moving target, and that requires us to be fleet of foot. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. This week, I want to talk about superpowers. In business, superpowers are an individual's unique and exceptional skills, or even a company's distinctive capabilities that provide a competitive advantage. A competitive advantage is what do you do better than all other options in the marketplace? These can include personal traits like strategic thinking, empathy, resiliency, organizational strengths, or maybe a unique ability to act quickly, to move, to engage teams, to analyze complex systems. Essentially, they are, again, the things that you and your team does significantly better than others. It's your competitive advantage. I really think it's important for you to figure out what your personal superpowers are, and equally important for you to figure out what your team's superpowers are when you're all working together and hitting on all eight cylinders, like I referenced about my leadership team. That becomes a collective superpower. I'm a big fan of StrengthsFinder, folks. My top five. Activator, how can you thrive? How can I make things happen by turning thoughts into action? I do things now rather than simply talk about them. Communication is my number two strength. I generally find it easy to put my thoughts into words. I'm good at conversation and presenting. Number three, competition. I measure my progress against the performance of others. I strive to win first place, and I revel in contests. Number four, responsibility. I take psychological ownership of what I say I will do. I will do it. I am committed to stable values such as honesty and loyalty. And then number five, I'm an arranger. I can organize, but I also have flexibility that complements this ability. I like to determine how all of the people and resources and pieces can be arranged for maximum productivity. My other top five, number six, seven, eight, and nine, woo, maximizer, significance, futuristic, positivity. I'm sharing my soul here with you. You know who I am. If you look at those, if you look at my strengths, I think you can probably understand what my superpower is when I explain it to you. My superpower, what I do better than 99% of all people on planet Earth, in my opinion, through my own journey towards success and my self-discovery, is meeting and connecting with people and turning those relationships into business. My secondary superpower is maximizing opportunities. I want to talk a little bit about each one in hopes of it getting you to do some inner research here on yourself into what your superpower is and how you can leverage it. because I have learned more about myself by doing StrengthsFinder, by having a coach, by listening to my team's feedback, by listening to my wife and my mentors, and by realizing, most importantly, what I get energy from and what zaps energy from me. Much of our growth the last 4 years has come from not just me, but my entire team working on what we do best together. Prior to 2021, in all honesty, I spent about 40% of my time on my superpower, which was connecting and making sales. Today, it's about 80%, an enormous difference in the business by me doing that. And I know if you're small, it's hard to see a path to that. I was there. I can relate. But if you have to aspire to get to that level, you have to try to get there. Now look, I've studied what successful people do. I've been doing that for years. I've studied business owners, leaders, athletes, political figures, teachers, musical artists, religious figures, moms, dads, and people from all walks of life. I've literally read hundreds of business books, watched Lord knows how many podcasts and YouTube videos. I've seen an incredible amount of gurus speak and teach. And as a result of all that work, I've come to believe and understand, as a matter of fact, that every person has a superpower. The problem is some of us never think about it that way. We never leverage it. We get caught in the regular doings of the day, and we never use our superpower to the best of our abilities. Let me share a couple examples. Brian Davis is a member of our leadership team. He started out at Grunder Landscaping Company about 8 years ago, watering plants, believe it or not. He was passed over for a promotion. For what logical reason, I don't know now. I'm not sure what my manager at the time was doing. Obviously, he shouldn't have been managing people, which reflects poorly on me. Brian was frustrated. He got passed over for that promotion and he quit. When I named Seth, the general manager of Grunder Landscaping Company, Seth contacted Brian and brought him back, sensing he was capable of doing a lot more than what the prior regime had him doing. I think Seth saw Brian's superpower. I did not work with Brian and I did not see it then either. But not because I have an issue in this case. I didn't work with Brian on a daily basis, and I didn't see what Seth saw. Seth could see it. I knew Brian was a nice guy. He seemed to be very dependable, but that was really all I knew about him. I was busy chasing my tail every place else. When Seth brought him back, he started to give him projects to work on, and Brian excelled at them. He was promoted to running all of our procurement and excelled at that. Then when we wanted to get into the lawn care business, Seth tasked him with that, and he excelled at that, while still managing procurement and managing and developing two people that are key components in our growth right now. A procurement expert that purchases all our materials, green, soft, and hard goods, and a technician that takes care of the loading and unloading and watering of all of our plants. We run a just-in-time operation here, folks, in terms of inventory today, leveraging the industry-specific software Aspire to help us do this well. What we used to have four people involved in at a sales level of $4.5 million, now, believe it or not, this is true, there's only two people involved at that at $18 million in sales. I'm not exaggerating. Brian did this with Seth's plan. They made it work. Seth had a vision. He thought Brian could execute. He was right. Brian's superpower was getting this done. If you'd like to see how we do this, we'll show you at our field trips. Come see us. We'll show you how we use Aspire, SiteOne, and Landscape Hub to do this. It's quite fascinating. It's added points to our bottom line. And since Brian has accomplished this, I've seen his superpower, folks. Brian is a thinker. His degree is in electrical engineering, and he likes to solve problems and is very smart and very easy to work with. Sometimes one's superpower is not readily apparent. You got to work with them to see if you can figure it out. That's what happened here with Brian. I didn't personally work with Brian and never saw it, but I think I did do something smart, and that was let Seth do what he wanted to do. I do not micromanage Seth. He doesn't need that. Him and I agree on the vision. I get out of the way. I don't care about the tactics. I care about the results, and Seth gets me results. I trust him, and he knows that, and he makes great decisions, and he's developing other people like Brian, utilizing Brian's superpower to make our team better. Doing what he did with Brian was a great decision. Think of your team right now. Who has excelled at their job? Why are they excelling? What do the results they are getting done say? Does it show you what their superpower is? Look at them. Think about it. Can you leverage something you saw in them getting something else done? Can you leverage that skill to new heights? In most companies, ladies and gentlemen, we delegate to whomever has the most time available. not to who is the best at a task, and that's a mistake. That's why things like StrengthsFinder, DISC assessments, predictive index, all those things give people on your team an opportunity to show you what they can do. When you give people on your team a project and watch how they perform, you can see what they can do as well. Giving someone on your team a low-risk experiment is a great way to learn what someone's superpower is. I could go on for a couple hours about people on our team that are doing awesome things as a result of this process I just outlined. And let me give you a very simple example. We have a position here called a group leader. A group leader is responsible for anywhere from 5 to 12 crews. If they're on the construction side of the business, it's going to be closer to 5. If they're on the maintenance side of the business, it's going to be closer to 12. If it's mowing, it is going to be 12. Well, we don't tell somebody, hey, we think you might be able to be a good group leader. We just start letting them group lead on Saturdays. And we say, hey, we need some help. Regular group leaders are going to be off. We want you to group lead Saturday. Here's what you do. Let me know if you have any questions. And we see how they do. What would happen if you gave somebody an opportunity and didn't tell them? Now, listen, if you do this well, you're going to get promoted. There's no telling what you can do. You don't say that. You just give them the low-risk experiment. You see how they do. If they handle it well, you give them the assignment again. If they handle that well, you give them the assignment again. If they handle that well, you add a little more to their plate. If they do that well, then I probably would start talking to them about what might be possible for them. Strengths are things that we need to discover. We need to discover our superpower. Let me give you another example. My daughter, Lily. She's my youngest daughter. Lily is an incredible talent in the area of occupational therapy. She works with children with challenges at Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. Lily was a superior athlete when she was in grade school and high school. She could have played probably just about any sport she wanted at a D1 level in college if she put her mind to it. Soccer was her best sport. When she was little, I remember one time I had her at her older sister's soccer game, and I was throwing the football with her, and the parent said, "Oh my gosh, does your son have great hands?" I said, "That's not my son, that's my daughter." He thought she was a boy by the way she was catching and running with a football I was throwing to her. Her dad, Lily's dad, Marty, me, I wanted Lily to play college soccer just like her older sister did. I had dreams of watching her excel at that. She was literally like a maestro on the soccer field. I mean, some of the plays she would make on a soccer field from an athletic perspective, they would make you or any coach or any recruiter say, wow, she was incredible. But that's what her dad wanted her to do, not necessarily what Lily wanted to do. I saw a physical talent in Lily that she had, and I couldn't understand why she didn't want to use it. She didn't want to use it, folks, because that's not really what made her smile. She liked playing in the games and everything, but she really never liked practice. She even told me that. What made her really smile was helping young people with autism or physical limitations succeed, gain self-confidence in themselves, and win at the game of life, doing things that so many of us find just regular thing of the day, teaching kids to do that have issues. So she went to Ohio State and studied, and then she went on to get her doctorate in occupational therapy from the University of Pittsburgh. And I'm bragging, but I'm sorry. I'm so proud of what she did. University of Pittsburgh is one of the top occupational therapy schools in the nation. I think all parents, folks, have a right to talk about their kids and shine a light on their accomplishments. Their accomplishments are our greatest accomplishments. That's a wham world according to Marty. Funny story about Lily. Her first choice for OT school was the University of Pittsburgh. Her second choice was Ohio State University. They were both very difficult to get into, and she didn't think she would get into either one as her grades were excellent. But apparently in OT school, it also requires more than good grades. It requires a great interview. And Lily, in this process of discovering her own superpower, didn't completely see what she had. Lily had all sorts of backup schools set, and her mind was set and going on to one of those backup schools. So needless to say, it was a great day. I'll never forget it. When she phoned me from the Charlotte airport, where she was flipping planes to head on to Boston to interview at a school on the East Coast, and she got a call in the airport from the University of Pittsburgh saying she had gotten in. I remember I was crying. She was so happy. Nothing better than when your kid has a dream and they're able to hopefully go for it. And she asked if I minded if she went on to Boston anyway, didn't go to the interviews, and celebrated there with her sister and canceled the interview. I said, sure. I think that day, ladies and gentlemen, Lily finally realized what her superpower was and is leveraging that today in a way that is just incredible. At times I see what she does and it makes me feel inadequate, as I don't help people to the degree that she does. But she is my kid, and that alone is an honor for me. Again, nothing is better for a parent than to see your kid thriving and happy. In watching my daughter develop, it also helped me understand what I think people should do and what they want to do aren't always aligned, and you have to go with what the person wants to do. You might think they should do something else, but they don't see it that way. That's not what they want to do. Be happy for them. It's not about them. It is about them. It's not about you. Excuse me. Whether it's your kids or a team member, feed the fire, feed that passion that they want to burn, and watch them grow. In both of those aforementioned examples, you can see where one superpower was discovered and success starts to take place. It's a process, folks, and it doesn't always show itself. You have to try things. You have to stay at it. You have to keep working hard to improve. And something that is very important to understand, you can't just work on things that are your strengths, all right? I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth, but you got to understand, you got to do some things that are weaknesses. It's a job. That is what it is. Again, strengths give you energy. Weaknesses take energy from you. Your superpower is the thing you know that you do better than most people in the world. As a coach of entrepreneurs, I often see things I think people can do that they don't realize that they can do. That's what a good coach can do for you. They show you what's possible. Great coaches experiment, they practice, they get their students to try new things. We try really hard here on the Grow Show Powered by Steel to be relatable. And I know many of you may be thinking, Marty, I don't even have anyone to delegate anything. So it really doesn't matter what my superpowers are. I have to do it all. I used to think that way, folks. First of all, if you think there's no way out, you're probably right. That's a bad attitude. A better perspective to have is, how can I move a little towards what Marty is saying today and teaching? I have four tips I want you to think about trying. Number one, do a StrengthsFinder assessment and identify what your strengths are. You can read the book StrengthsFinder, and there's a coupon in the book that lets you do this. There's a link in the show notes to the book. Buy the book, read the book, do the assessment, find out where you are, and see what you can offload off your plate. For example, if you do the assessment and find out you're lacking at strategic things, find a mentor who can help you with that and see what you can learn. You should have mentors that have expertise and talents in areas that you do not. I don't need to have a mentor in sales. Sure, I can talk to someone in sales, but that's not where my weaknesses are. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense for me to spend more time on that. If there's some things I can make a little bit better. Now, I still think it's important that you meet with other salespeople. Don't get me wrong. But for the purpose of this exercise, find a mentor that has a strength in an area that you have a weakness and see what you can do. Number two, try hiring a temporary worker or a part-time person to help you do something you don't like doing. For example, I'm not good at details like bookkeeping or writing policies. And years ago, I would offload that to a subcontractor, and I had a part-time employee that can try to work on some of that with me. Maybe you aren't in a position to hire either of those out. I get it. But there are all sorts of ways to do this. A virtual assistant. There's folks in other countries that can work. AI can help you. There's a lot of ways to get the work done, folks, that don't involve you. Try that and see what you gain out of that. See if someone else can effectively do some of these things that enables you to spend more time on your strengths. That's what this is all about. Number three, for the tasks that you must do that are not in your strengths, try doing them first thing in the morning. Somebody once said, if you eat a frog first thing in the morning, nothing worse will happen to the rest of the day. Well, I'd say that's for sure, right? Try doing them first thing in the morning. Get it out of the way, those things you don't like doing, so you can spend the rest of the day in your strength zone. And then lastly, the last tip I have, listen to other people. Yes, listen. You may own the business or you may run the department. You may be the chief there, but that doesn't mean you have all the answers. And when you let other people know you're open to help and feedback, I think you're going to find yourself amazed at the kind and quantity of help that you get. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, the more time you spend using your superpowers, the more time your whole team is in that zone, the better off you will be. It's a process. We all go through it. It's a fine line that you have to balance what you want to do with what you'd like or need to do. My journey that I am on is the same as the one that you're on. I'm probably older than you, and I've been doing this 41 years running this business. I should have some of this stuff figured out. So don't be distressed. Don't feel like you can't do this. You can get there. So go figure out what your superpowers are by trying new things, by getting an assessment to see what they are, by hiring a coach, by getting in a peer group, by practicing self-discovery, by becoming more aware of what you're good at and what you're not good at. You can do this. I know you can. I know you can win. Report back to me about the victory. All right. That's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. I hope we helped you see what you can do with your superpowers. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, take out your phone right now and send this episode on to a friend or a fellow landscape professional. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals learn about The Grow Show. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Join Marty Grunder and the Grow Group team for the annual event for landscape pros. Grow 2026 will be held on February 10th through 12th, 2026 in Dallas, Texas, and feature a behind-the-scenes tour of complete land sculpture alongside breakout sessions diving deeper into the topics we cover each week on The Grow Show. Early bird pricing ends on November 1. Register this month to lock in the best rate.